Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Flo, you made it on time this morning.
Yes, I did. I'm too excited. It was too important of a morning to be late. Thanks to VBS, I'm not so slow anymore. Wait. There are a lot of extra people here this morning, and they're bigger than what I am used to.
Yes, Flo, this is the congregation. Can you say hi to the congregation?
Hi, congregation.
Flo was our special friend this week at Vacation Bible School that helped our kids with their learning each day.
I really don't know if I helped, but I certainly learned a lot during VBS.
Well, yes, you did, Flo. And congregation, I wish you could see how much progress Flo has made since last Sunday night. Though, Flo, I want to know, what was the most important thing you learned this week at VBS?
I learned that even though I am a sloth, which makes me actually slow, and even though I am not perfect, God loves me, and I am a winner in God's eyes.
Very good, Flo. Didn't Flo do a great job, kids?
Yay!
Well, Flo, I'd love to do some more talking with you about your week and what you learned, but I think we've got some kids who are ready to tell us about their week and what they learned. So can we bring our friends up to talk this morning, Flo?
Yes, awesome. I can't wait to hear from my new friends.
Well, our theme this week was go for the gold. And so let's start finding out how our kids went for the gold. And so our Sunday night volunteer is Brendan.
Brendan.
We get the big important stools. Do you feel big and important now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, Brendan, why don't you tell us about Sunday night VBS?
Good morning. My name is Brendan, and I'm here to talk about my experience at Vacation Bible School. On the first day of VBS, the theme of the day was patience. We learned about Sarah's faithfulness marathon. The story was about how Sarah and Abraham both really wanted to have a baby, and God promised them they would be parents. Finally, when they were 90 years old, they had their first baby. The Olympic sport we learned about was a marathon. This long distance running event helped me to understand Sarah's long wait to become a parent. The memory verse of the day was, wait for the Lord, be strong and wait for the Lord. Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. For crafts, we made the hand-carrying torches. As you can see, the decorations right there in the sanctuary. Yeah. We also played a game called Clear the Area, in which we had to collect all the colored balls on the grass and place each color in a hula hoop. The music was my favorite part of VBS because it was fun to dance, and it's another way to talk to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Brendan.
Do you guys remember Flo on Sunday that got here so slow and said it's because she ran a marathon to get here, and how far did she actually run?
From the car to the sanctuary. I remember that too. And I remember I was getting impatient because I was too slow as well.
Well, Flo, you've done a great job at getting better. Well,
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see. Monday night is Willow. Coming up to the big kid's stool. No? You're not sure?
Not sure.
Not sure? All right. You want me to ask you about Monday night?
Sure.
Sure. What was our theme for Monday night?
It was loyalty.
Loyalty. And what characters from the Bible did we learn loyalty from?
Ruth and Naomi.
Naomi and Ruth. And how was it that we learned loyalty from Naomi and Ruth?
Well, both of their husbands died, and Naomi wanted Ruth to go to back to her family so they can take care of her. But Ruth refused because she didn't want to leave Naomi because she was trying to be loyal to her.
Very cool. And what Olympic sport did we learn about on Monday?
Synchronized diving.
Synchronized diving. How does that? What does that have to do with loyalty?
No idea.
Do you have to be loyal to do the same thing and follow each other as you dive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
A lot of practice.
Do you remember our memory verse for Monday?
Yeah. It was, wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16.
Wow, I think we get applause for that one.
Yay.
That was one of our long ones. And what did we do for crafts on Monday?
We did the tie-dye shirt.
You did your tie-dye shirts? You're all sporting today. You guys did a great job on your shirts. And what did you do for games on Monday night?
We did an obstacle course.
An obstacle course. Loyalty to have to follow where you were going in the obstacle course?
Yeah.
Did you have fun with the obstacle course?
Yes.
What was the best part of the obstacle course?
Maybe the hurdles.
The hurdles?
Yes.
Which was funny. The hurdles were brooms attached to chairs that they had to jump. So they were jumping the broom. And I think there's some cultures that make it so you're married if you jump the broom, isn't it? I'm sorry if we married off all your kids this week. And what was your favorite part of VBS this week, Willow?
Doing the games, having ice cream, and the music.
Ice cream and the music. Awesome.
But mostly ice cream.
Mostly the ice cream. Do you think Flo liked the ice cream too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do too.
Except she tended to be so slow eating it, it melted everywhere. That was a problem.
But I couldn't find my tie-dye shirt. Where'd I put my tie-dye shirt?
I don't know, Flo. That's your responsibility. Well, can we give Willow a thanks? Which brings us to Tuesday, which is James. They're kind of wobbly, I know.
Good morning. My name is James, and I'm 10 years old. I am here to talk about what we did last Tuesday. Our theme for Tuesday was David's steadfast grit. This is the story of David and Goliath. This is the one of the most popular Bible stories, especially among us kids, that tell us about how a young shepherd boy, David, defeated a giant soldier named Goliath. The memory verse was that we learned on Tuesday, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak, from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. We did gymnastics rotation for the sports and games, which we had to do a handstand and cartwheels. It requires strength, flexibility, balance, control, but most importantly, discipline. For crafts, we made our very own medals out of salty dough. I don't have a favorite part in VBS because I love everything about it from beginning to end. From the start that I get to meet new friends, learning new songs with actions, the storytelling, crafts that we made, games, and the food that we ate, and not to forget the ice cream. All these made VBS a favorite of mine.
Awesome. Now, one question for you. Do you remember what grit is?
That's the one we eat, right?
That's what? Oh, not grits, Flo. I thought we covered this.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sorry.
Do you remember what grit is?
Grit is our strength mentally.
Our mental strength that times get tough, life gets tough sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. It even got tough for King David when he was a king, but grit is what helps us get through it, right? Awesome. Well, thanks so much, James. And Wednesday is Nathan on his way up here.
Wow.
Y- you would have thought hurdles was one of our events this week with that jump.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Nathan, and I attended VBS. Last Wednesday, our topic was about the 12 disciples, Andrew, Bartholomew, James the Elder, James the Younger, John, Judas, Jude, Matthew, Peter, Philip, Simon, and Thomas. They went to different places, including Philippi in Egypt. The theme of the day was teamwork, and the 12 disciples showed how important teamwork was in accomplishing their goal, which was spreading the word of God. Our Olympic sport that day was volleyball. Every member of the team had its own role in order for the team to win, just like the 12 disciples who helped each other during their journey. The memory verse of the day was taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. So encourage one each other and build each other up. During our arts and crafts, we made an Olympic friendship bracelet as a reward for practicing teamwork among each other. It didn't matter who won or lost, but what mattered most was learning how to work with each other and being part of a team that supports you. My favorite part of attending VBS was being able to play with my friends, eating and learning about the Bible. I would also like to thank Pastor Stacy and all our teachers. It was an awesome week, and I will always remember that being part of a team makes you feel good because there are people who will always be there to encourage you, to keep you going, and reach for your goal. I'm happy to be part of a Vacation Bible School team. Thank you.
Nice job, Nathan. Flo, did you have to learn about teamwork?
No.
Flo, what team did you want to be a part of at the beginning of the day?
I don't know.
Was it Team Flo?
No.
Flo, are you lying?
Yes.
Kids, is it good for Flo to lie?
No. Team Flo is good.
But we had to learn, what team are we part of? Team?
God.
Team God, right, Flo?
Yeah, that's right.
Good job, Flo. All right, for our last day for Thursday, Kylie. Do they like that we have matching shoes today? All right.
Hi, my name is Kylie, and on Thursday we did our theme was on Paul and Timothy handing down his leadership to Timothy as the mentor for Paul was the mentor for Timothy, and so Paul was handing down the leadership.
And was Timothy old or was Timothy young?
Timothy was younger than Paul, and they met, and then they sent letters to each other because Paul went on 4 voyages, and on the 4th voyage, he died, causing Timothy to automatically have to use the leadership.
Even though he was young, right?
Yeah.
So people who are young can be leaders?
Yeah.
Even like kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
So for our sport of the day, we did a relay race, and the memory verse was, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, and in love and in purity. First Timothy 4:12. For the relay race, it was similar for the younger kids. It was similar to Duck Duck Goose, except for instead it was called Drip Drip Drench, because you would forever, whoever was going to be in Duck Duck Goose would get poured on with water, as I heard from my brother. And for the older kid, and everybody did a cup relay, but the older kids only did cup relays, where the first one where you had to fill it up while going, fill up the cup, then go to the other side. The second one where you had to go over, under, over, under, over, and then you had And originally you had to try and aim for the bowl.
Going like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then we had to change that to actually turning around to pour it in.
So you guys didn't have the best aim going like this?
Yeah, because we didn't even get the bowl.
Oh, okay.
No water went in.
And what'd you do for crafts on Thursday?
For crafts, what we did was we did inside, as you can see from the inside of the social hall, we traced our hands and then colored the inside part of it to on our Olympic banner, which now has a tree and a slot and flow on it. No, not, it's a paper flow.
Oh.
So all the hands are reaching for the gold on the banner?
Yeah, some are reaching down, some are reaching to the side, and others are reaching up.
All right, and what was your favorite part of VBS?
My favorite part of VBS was was everything, but my favorite part was music, getting the even though afterwards for the red team, we had games. Because basically it was, we got our ants out of our pants while still listening to nice music.
So you liked the VBS Zumba?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Kyla Bear. What do you think, Flo? Did they do a great job?
Yes, they did.
Could you believe, Flo, that we had 42 kids this week?
No.
And can you believe 17 of those kids were preschoolers?
No.
It was a lot of energy this week, but it was a great week, wasn't it, Flo?
It was fun.
It was a great week, and I believe the kids are going to come up and sing us one last song.